بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد So the ayat number was 8 from today that we are going to translate inshallah وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَذْكُرْ is from ذِكْر mention make the ذِكْر اسْمَ رَبِّكَ the name of your Lord of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا تَبَتُّل means devotion complete devotion and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete devotion so تَبَتَّل this is a word of command that devote yourself إِلَيْهِ to him yani to Allah تَبْتِيلًا with complete and exclusive devotion.
What tabattal and tabdila is the same word?
Yeah, same word. One is the word of command, tabattal, and devote yourself ilayhi to him, tabtila with complete devotion. So this word has been repeated to give more emphasis in the meaning. رب المشرق والمغرب that رب who is the رب of east and the west لا إله إلا هو there is no God there is no one worthy of worship except him except Allah سبحانه وتعالى فاتخذه وكيلا so make him only your protector. Fattakhiz means make him wakila. Wakil is your guardian, is your protector, is the one that you are always going to. Fattakhiz wakila. Wasbir ala ma yaqulun and have patience. Show your patience. Do the sabr on what they are saying ala ma yaquluna ya subhanallah this ayat was revealed on rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1400 years ago but still it is applicable in our all circumstances in our all environment so much we have been listening from the enemies of islam they are attacking islam accusing islam with so many things But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the beautiful remedy for that do the sabr on all those things that they are doing, on their saying, ala ma yaqulun. Wahjurhum hajran jameela and leave them. Wahjur means leave, avoid them. Wahjurhum hajran jameela, a nice avoiding. Your avoidance should be very gracious, very nice. Do not bring yourself down to their level. Keep up yourself. وَحْجُرْهُمْ حَجْرًا جَمِيلًا And avoid them and leave them with a very respectful, beautiful and gracious, nice avoidance. Yes. Jameel, as you know in Arabic, Jameel means beautiful, means nice. وَذَرْنِي And leave me with them. Subhanallah. I will take care of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَرْنِي And leave me. وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ And those people who are denying the truth. مُكَذِّبِين from تَكْذِيب. Those who are denying the truth. أُلِن نَعْمَتِي And you know that most of the time these people... They are the ones who are affluent. So affluent people, those who are having ease in their life, they are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with so many good ni'mat, like blessing.
So what is uli?
Uli means people, people of those who possess, the possessors. This is the meaning of uli. Like this is the plural. Uli is the plural and singular of is that is zu. As you say, zulmal or zilmal, the person who is of the wealth, right? The one who has the mal, in Arabic that is called zulmal, right? Or zilmal. It is very common word. So the plural of that zu is uli. So uli namati, the possessors of the ease. Those who are well off people. And you this is in our observation that always the attacks of Islam on Islam start from those people who are considered as the elite class. Right? Even today, many people who are very well known as the Islamophobe, and they preach or they spread all those Islamophobia through the radio or internet or TV shows, all those people, those who are well off people, right? And then when the masses, all the public, many majority of the people, they listen to them, they say, oh, if they are saying something, you know, should be right, because they are highly educated people, they are highly respectful people in the society. So all these elite class, you can imagine in this word, ulin namati.
And the difference between nama and nema is
Nama is very close, actually, these two words. But nama, the one who are those who have their life very easy. Easy why? Because they have all the means, good means of the life. وَمَحِّلْهُمْ قَلِيلًا and give them respite. Muhlat. Mahil is from muhlat. Okay. So give them little respite. Qalila, little. And even if they are doing it for 10 years, 20, 30 years, but still it is a very, very short time, temporary time, compared to their permanent life that is ahead of them, that is coming. وَمَحِّلْهُمْ قَلِيلًا إِنَّ لَدَيْنَا أَنْكَارًا وَجَحِيمًا. Indeed, we have for them ankala. Ankala means, you know, shackles. Just imagine those people who are the captives in the prison, prisoners. And the high profile people, they are always chained with the with those shackles and with those chains. So this is the meaning of ankala. So they are all criminals, culprits, and we have their punishment ready for us, with us. So ladaina means with us. Indeed, with us, ankala, their shackles, fetters, and those chains are ready. Wajahima, and the azab of Jahannam, the hellfire, Jahim, a blazing fire. وَتَعَامًا ذَا غُصَّةِ. Not only that, in the hellfire they will get the food, ta'am, the food, but what would be the food? That is choking. Very hard type of, like, as you have description in the Quran, the type of the food in the Jahannam, it will be the thorns and the pieces of the wood and boiling water. So anything that is going inside is choking them. So this is the description of ghussa. This is not Urdu ghussa. And by the way, this the word Urdu, in Urdu ghussa, that comes for anger, it is completely different from Arabic. In Arabic, the word ghussa is not being used for that meaning. Right. وَعَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, and severe punishment. Painful punishment, azab. Alim means very severe and painful. Allahu Akbar. So, these are all ayat are very much consoling for Muslim people while they are following their deen and they have to listen a lot from the enemies of Islam, but how they should handle this situation and how should they show the sabr and all patience and then leave their matters and their affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will take care of them. So,